This is the prophet's corner and cut. This is 3:8:20. This is bringing down the high places is the title of this. Then we're going to get into the other stuff. Now, I was going to tell you the reason that I believe we are in the last day battle, or we're currently, we've been in the calm before the storm. We're about to enter into the storm. That it's that last day. It's because it's so infiltrated all over the earth. And if you go and you read in the book of Daniel and you look in the, I don't know what chapter it is, about Nebuchadnezzar's statue, all the kingdoms in that statue have already come and gone. And the only remaining kingdom left in the statue, the one where the rock comes out and breaks the feet, the 10 toes, that's where we are. We're in the last kingdom of the statue. Now, I believe the 10 toes is the beast system. You know, it was iron mixed with clay, and the rock comes out, which is Christ, and crumbles that kingdom. That's what's happening. Pretty plain and simple, you know, really, if you think about it. The kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our God. That's the kingdom age, that new era. I was listening to something, I guess, I don't know if it was 2018 or 2019. It's just like that would come up, and I didn't have any understanding when I was bringing it about a new era, a new age. Now I understand it fully, but wasn't understanding it then. I just knew that's what the Lord was saying, so that's where I believe we are in history. And how are we doing it? Well, like General Flynn, he talks about his digital soldiers, the Anons that do the research to decode Q, who I believe is a program from the mind of God, to bring about what's really, because really it's because of those things and these Anons doing this research, God giving them wisdom to decode those things to let us know where we are. It woke a lot of us up. I heard someone say, about 2015, I woke up. That's when we woke up. It was July of 2015. We began to make petitions concerning the nation. And it was like, when you start getting involved in God's business, He'll get involved in yours. You know, instead of getting off this selfish thing, like, you know, the word of faith, it's all about my this and my that. No, it's about the kingdom. And we're told to seek the kingdom first, and then all these things, see? God will bless you in ways that you haven't ever dreamed of if you just get yourself off your mind and put Him, you know, start doing. You know, people can take the man with the one talent God was very displeased with because he's the one that probably didn't have the resources. He didn't have much of nothing. But you've always got something. You've got an ability. You've got something that you can use, even if it's just one thing. You've got something to use to advance the kingdom of God. And he faulted him because he was wicked, because he didn't take the little he had. He thought, well, when I get 3 or I get 5, I'll do something. You ever heard that? When I get a little something or other, I'll start doing something. And sadly, they don't ever do anything. It's because God expects us to take what we have, even if it's little, and use it. I didn't just start being a giver of things now that I have plenty. No, it was back when I didn't have nothing. Back when we used to buy our groceries once a month, and it paycheck always seemed to make it, but there was no extra. We didn't go to movies. We didn't go out to eat. We didn't do nothing. I cooked at home. Didn't have extra money for nothing. I remember for 25 years having threadbare sheets and towels you could see light through. And I remember that Danny had lost his job, and he went to work at another company. And I think at that company was the first time we ever got a bonus, and I remember going to Target or Walmart and buying sheets and towels, and I felt like I was rich. I did, because they were new. God began to turn things around for us. But all through those years, We always was a, we're tith- we all were tithers. And we were givers. Not a lot, because didn't have a lot. But God's faithful. It don't always happen Saturday night, but it happens if you stick with it. All right, bringing down high places. This is where we are. Jesus on the white horse. It says he's going to use the sword of the Spirit. His mouth is what's going to overthrow. Well, who is Jesus in the earth? Who is he? You, me, as he is, so are we in this world. That's what we're doing. We're using the sword of the Spirit. You had that just in this word. The sword of the Spirit. Now, those on the horses didn't do anything. They were witnessing. Hebrews talks about those witnesses. The history of the world as we know it has been about bringing down Satan's high places since the garden. God's perfect world, then the fall of that world. Satan has built his towers and high places. So that's what it's been all about. God made a perfect world, gave the man authority and taught him to go and enlarge that authority, and then the snake showed up and everything changed. And all Satan has done is built his high places. Our warfare is about bringing down high places. The weapons of our warfare are carnal, but mighty through God that are pulling down the strongholds and every high and lofty thing. Why does he always go up? Huh? Because he still thinks he's going to overthrow heaven. And he's convinced his minions down here that he's still going to do it. That's why they're so bold and so brazen. Is they truly believe Satan will best God. Let's look at Isaiah 14. You can tell who are his just by this very statement right here. Verse 10 or 12. It's 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. He's trying to use God's light be light was. Well, guess what? As angel class, he's not allowed to do that. Only the sons of God are. I will, he says, ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation on the side to the north. There's God's throne. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Before the kingdom age is ushered in, the kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God, the angel takes a chain. He lassos the devil with it and throws him in the pit. That's what he's talking about here. No more. When he's lived 1,000 years, guess what he's going to do? He's going to rouse up a group of people to start this same old narrative over again. But it says fire comes down from heaven and burns them up. You know, in heaven, God didn't allow it. He kicked him out. But he came to the earth. And men have allowed him to stay, allowed him to run over things, allowed him to push his false flag events, allowed him to corrupt. So it's up to us, right? It's up to us to change it. He's tried to do this in heaven and was cast out. There is divine order in heaven. That's why we're to pray, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. High places were not permitted there. On the earth, however, we have seen tower after tower built up and some have fallen. As a soldier in my army, this is your main objective. Just as I put a devastated earth back in order, so you're putting your earth back into divine order. Preparing for the 1,000-year reign of peace on the earth. Just picture it. The way you live today with no devil. Yes, the Lord's Prayer, in earth as in heaven, I have given you all power and authority to do this, and one day soon you will literally see my kingdom here on earth. That's where we're headed. Coming out of Egypt. Coming out of the Babylonian system, just like Moses brought the children of Israel out. Okay, we'll look at some more scriptures. Isaiah 41. Verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee, uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Isn't that a great set of scriptures? Does that describe where we are today? Absolutely. Having teeth. You know, the reason that we maybe don't see what we want to see is that, you know, I think we've not thought we had any power, you know. We can speak and speak and speak and speak, and a lot of things have been speaking for years. But finding and getting the revelation that you actually have teeth, that when you speak, it's actually like God speaking. God's going to give us teeth. That when the devil gets bit, he knows he's been bit. He knows. They've got power. You know, all the flack we've been through, and it's been a lot. Sometimes I think, Lord, you know, I've said to myself, I said, Lord, am I going to make it? But he's given us teeth. We're finding out we really do have teeth when we speak against the enemy. Because does he bother people? I mean, I know his objective is to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's killed millions of people, trillions of people, I guess. But as far as when it comes to warfare, if you're not over the target, why would you get any flack? I nearly feel sorry for people that I get this message across to and they're starting to speak and stuff. I want to say, gear up. This is a real battle. Now I know most people think, you know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about this huge, vast army. Well, I'm telling you right now, we are battling the army of the Antichrist and his demon army. The Nephilim, when they die, they are demons. They are evil spirits. Those evil spirits torment people. Jesus dealt with them. He talked about they walk through dry places seeking rest. They find a place where they've been thrown out of, and they go back in, seven spirits with them. Worse than the first condition, because they didn't put something in where they left, they vacated. The person didn't protect themselves. See, these are those evil spirits that have been around, and for some way they've been able to manifest themselves to certain people. People think they're aliens. Well, they're aliens, all right, but they're not extraterrestrials. They're interdimensional. See, there's the fallacy right there. But nonetheless, that's where the warfare comes from. They torment men. Now, read about the madman of Gadara. The man was tormented by legions of them. All right, let's keep going. Having teeth, Psalms 3. Verse Verse 7. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Psalms 58. Verse 6. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Having teeth here. Job chapter 4, verse 10. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. Job 29:17. I break the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Teeth there just means sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is sharp. Having teeth, to have enough power or support of authority to compel obedience or to push offenders as of the law. Armed and dangerous against the enemy. How do we show our teeth? By not being intimidated and not backing down. I've always been the type of person, and I know it's God-given, that I just won't quit. I'm not going to quit. I'm just not. I just can't. I was telling the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, I don't care how I feel. It's not about that. I cannot quit. I cannot quit speaking. I cannot quit decreeing. I cannot quit because it was for this purpose I was born. To be in this last day and seeing this. We're in the greatest time on earth. Did y'all know that? Can't quit. Can't give up. I guess in every generation, God has raised up certain people that just, that's why He always has a remnant that seems to be the ones that are willing to do what it takes. He's put in them like Gideon's army. Like Ezekiel saw. We're spiritual Israel. That to me is a vision of God's people. He had him prophesy to dead bones. No dead, dry church. Oh, dead, dead Israelites. And he said, prophesy to them. And they began to stand up. And the Lord began to put things back together. All right, we're not to be intimidated. Ephesians chapter 6. When you've done all to stand. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are classes of those nasty things. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. In other words, you just keep standing. The Lord said, you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We have to be like a tree. You've got to make like a tree. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, not just some of them, but all of them, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So I had it this morning. We need to pray for the body of Christ throughout the world, because God has raised up people in every nation. The ones that have been brave enough to even die to get communism and this new world order out of their country. We're seeing it happen. It started with Donald Trump. Really, it started with the UK, with the Brexit movement. It actually was voted in before he went into office. So God is raising up leaders around the nations like Boris Johnson, that are like President Trump, that they're tired of being under the tyranny. They're ready to be free. They're seeing that it works. They're seeing it working in the United States. This is a worldwide movement. President Trump knows he's the chosen one. He knows it. He knows that God has chosen him. This morning before the TV broadcast, the little lady that is on before me, she had on Kim Clement, some of his, you know, talking about Trump going into the White House. It was good. It was really good. I mean, I've heard it many times, but, you know, it's good that, and this is back in 2014, he said they're going to do everything in their power to put a witch in the White House, and they're still trying, they're still pushing. She's trying to sneak in the back door. I saw a meme, and it was, or a cartoon. It was her, it was Biden, it was a Trojan horse, and it looked like Biden, the head did, but the back door was open, and it was Hillary inside. You know, the Trojan horse? Sneak in a back door. Well, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. There's no way they can stop what's coming. This is biblical. That's one of the cue posts. This is biblical. And there's some movie that's come out, and you know, you've seen it. They'd play just a short clip. He said, he uses a bad word, but he says, we're bringing the whole blank temple down on your heads. It's going to be biblical. And I'm thinking, you are so right. And this is some new movie that's come out. I don't even remember the name of it. But Q puts it in the post, so it's a link to what's going to happen. It's going to be biblical. And I think we ought to prepare to begin to see plagues not the ones that are sealed, not as church, but on the unholy, like the corona. What you meant evil against God's people will come on you. Haman's been hung on the gallows. The horse and the rider thrown into the sea. The chariot wheels have come off of the coronavirus. We have the right as the sons of God to use God's given authority to bring down Satan's high places. But if we remain passive, well, you know the story. Genesis 6. What happened? But even then, God in His mercy sent a lifeboat to rescue them. If Satan is not challenged, then there is a takeover. Genesis 11, he used Nimrod. Nimrod. Nimrod was a part Nephilim. He was from that line. And it says it was from Matthew Henry's commentary and Josephus. They talked about he was one of these that remind me of the bloodline families. He wanted to conquer all men. And he said he defied God. I'm going to build a tower, so that if you flood the earth again, you ain't going to touch us. We'll build it so high, ain't no way you can drown us out. You know, see the arrogance and the pride of Satan? Yeah. You can surely tell who they're of, can't you? There's part of that seal, their mark. Genesis 18. I'm not going to read that today because I have a lot to cover. This is the story of Abraham and Jesus. And the two angels show up, and he's speaking with Abraham. And he said, should I tell Abraham what I'm going to do? Because Abraham was God's friend. And Jesus said we were his friends. He tells us what he's going to do. He wants us to know so that we'll do something about it. What happened whenever God said that? Jesus said that. Abraham began to intercede. He began to pray. Well, Lord, if there's 50 righteous, if there's 40 righteous, if there's 30 righteous, if there's 10. The Lord said, okay. I thought, why did he stop there? He probably could have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. But it was a wicked place. Abraham was the friend of God, and now as his heir, so are we. The Lord gives instruction to bring down these high places at times, that we have the authority to speak to whatever we don't like and remove it. Mark 11, 22 through 24. We're told to. What we don't like, we're not here to complain about what we don't like. Now, there's some things you think, well. But that applies. We're to speak to what we want or don't want. James 2:23. I want to look at that one, James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And if we be heirs, we be heirs of Abraham. God's our friend. The Lord is our friend. He lets us know what's going on and what to do about it. When he comes, because we have been his friend, because he confided in us and we have listened to him, we have interceded and spoken to the mountains of the enemy, stood our ground and bared our teeth, we will rule and reign with him as kings. And everyone at this opportunity, I believe we're in this period of time where the virgins are waking up. There's an opportunity. You will either wake up and prepare yourself or you won't. The wise will and the foolish won't. That's wisdom in it. The stand we make today sets our future. When we occupy, Satan doesn't. When we bring down his towers, his high and lofty places, we bind him and recover stolen property. The high places are coming down. The stars are falling. This week I got a revelation on this because I saw Oprah fall on her butt. And then I saw Madonna. I mean, she's way up high on the stage. She tumbled all the way down. The stars are falling. And now we think, well, no, I see stars. No. I think it's those high and lofty ones that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. They're so much better. It's so much greater than God. Take the Super Bowl event. If that wasn't a high and lofty display of anti-God propaganda, I don't know what is. They're coming down. All these that we've looked to, all the movie stars and sports figures and everything that we've looked to so high and mighty, the stars they call them. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I've given unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have it. It's just knowing we do. It's like being a new policeman and you're not sure of your authority and you're, will that badge really work? Will that gun really work? Yeah, it'll really work. All right, 2 Timothy 2. It was so, I'm not laughing at Oprah falling, but she's sitting here talking about balance. I said, Lord, good one, Lord, you know, because really, it was just, you knew it, I just knew God was in it. It was just like, whoa. See, that's what I mean. They're going to get up there to say something, they'll be blah, 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 blah. They're not even going to be able to say anything unless it's what God wants them to say. Every time I open my mouth, I tell the truth. Oh, my God. Just imagine it. They shouldn't have shown us all their movies about that kind of stuff, huh? Take a Timothy 2:10. Therefore endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It's a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Okay. So we're going to reign with him. That's what we're doing right now on the earth. Romans 5:17, we're to reign as kings in life. I want to look at one last scripture on this. Revelation 2. 18. And the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So we're making progress. The Lord wants you to be encouraged today. The end is in sight. This right here, this is Truth and Liberty Coalition. These are the spheres of societal influence. These are the seven mountain mandate. Religion and faith, family, education, government and law, media, news and commentary, arts and entertainment, business and economics. So I wanted to remind you of that, kind of with giving you the list of the candidates and stuff. This is what God wants us to do as he leads us to begin to change these things. He wants us to dominate in all seven hills of culture. I've been speaking a release of money where people in the body of Christ, I know there was a guy, I don't know if he's a Christian or not, I know he's a Republican, and he supports Donald Trump. He's taking his big money and buying a big chunk of Twitter. And I think that's wonderful, because that's where the president gets his information out, is on Twitter. And of course, they're always trying to censor conservatives on Twitter and all the other platforms. So, you know, I said, Lord, give us the money. We'll you know, do what you want us to do with it. I think the reset's coming. A lot of this coronavirus thing has to do with that reset because of the economy and everything. So the Lord's working the plan. We just have to trust him and stick with it.